This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am self-aware narcissist Lee Hammack, also known as Mental Illness Across Social Media, the diagnosed narcissist that uses his platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also in the process validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Okay, today's episode is going to be about social media being the narcissist playground. Because that's exactly what social media is. It just has become the narcissist playground, because narcissists are all about being like data collectors, information gatherers, and things like that. And what's the easiest way to gather information other than if somebody just puts it out there for you to see, puts it out there for you to just read up on, study, and become that? Like social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, everything. If you are a man or woman that's looking to online date and things like that, and you are, you ask me a question like, how do I avoid narcissists? First of all, stop oversharing. Like, if you want somebody to show you who they genuinely are, stop oversharing and make people earn your information. Stop making it so readily available on your Facebook profile. What are you looking for? I'm looking for, let me just describe myself. I'm looking for a black man that's between 6'2", 6'3", and between 220 pounds and 240 pounds and has dreads. And I'm just looking, he got to be funny, and he has to be from Reidsville, North Carolina, and things like that. And guess what? Boom. Here I am. Dreadheaded, 235 pounds, 6'2", black dude from Reidsville, North Carolina. You just put that out there. Now, look, I'm everything that you wanted. Surprise. You know what I mean? Surprise, I'm everything that you wanted. And I'm funny now. I can tell you, I can crack jokes now. Because people make it so readily available to everybody else. Like, what are y'all doing? I know you want a date. I know you want people to get the gist of who you are. But stop putting in, you're pretty much putting your dating resume online. This is exactly what I'm looking for. These are my dating qualifications right here. I'm going to lay it out for you online. Apply within. Please apply within. Not hiring. Pretty much, you put that stuff online. Like, this is what I said in one of my videos previously. If you are just going to put everything that you want and need in a man online, you might as well just go ahead and delete all of that stuff and just ask for a narcissist straight up front. Just ask for one. Instead of saying you need somebody with a college degree and that's funny, handsome, smart, no kids, or some kids, no wife or husband, no side chicks, no blah, blah, pretty much everything. Instead of putting all that onto your profile, just put, I want a narcissist. That's all you got to do, because that's exactly what you're going to get, because you make it so easy. On Tinder, you write down your musical playlist. You got your music playlist on there. So guess what? You get on a first date with somebody and they like the same music you do. Surprise. Why? How did you know I like Luke Bryan? You know? Yeah, how do you know my favorite song is Strip It Down? Oh, it's on my Tinder. Oh, that's how you know. Stop making it so easy. People don't even have to work hard to love bomb you anymore. When I'm doing my one-on-ones, people are saying the love bombing was just absolutely amazing. I just got love bombed and they knew exactly what to do. I didn't have to tell them, because you already told them. You told them on social media. You told them on the first date. We all sat down and had creme brulee. You sat down there and you told them everything that you wanted and needed in a person. And guess what? Surprise, they became that. It's not even shocking anymore. You don't even make people work hard for your information anymore. People keep saying this, that love, man, real love don't exist no more like the grandparents and like our grandparents had. It do exist, but you just don't want it because you make it so easy. You think your grandma and grandpa got together on Facebook? You know, no, they got together. They met at the supermarket, the pumpkin patch, or somewhere. They didn't meet on Twitter and TikTok. They didn't do that. What am I looking for in a man or woman? You think your grandma and them put out some of those ads and newspapers and looking for a mate and telling them exactly what they wanted in a significant other? No, They didn't do that. They had to go get to know some. They had to go out there and get to know people. But we're not gonna get into the old school narcissists, because some of y'all grandpas and grandmas were narcissists. You know, and they had to keep the family together. That's why everybody want these old timey relationships. Like, I want that 50-year love like my grandparents had. Like, your grandma and grandpa ain't talked to each other in 20 years. They live in the same house. It's just against their religion or against their family code to get divorced. They kept the family together. Guess what? For 20 years, they didn't talk.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Raised 6 toxic-ass kids that had 12 grandchildren. All the toxicity just leaking down. My grandma and grandpa have been together for 50 years, but they ain't talked for the last 20. They hate each other. And guess what? You think they showing love and affection to everybody else? No, they hate. They this stuff bleeds down. But now, this is another topic for another day, y'all. Another topic, another day. I promise you. I got to get this thing. What is it? Almost 11 o'clock. Oh, good night. I got to get this thing uploaded. I know. But stop making your information so readily available online, y'all. Just please. Because you're like, what'd you meet him at? Oh, I met him on Twitter. Oh, okay. Where'd you meet him at? Where'd you meet her at? I met her on TikTok. Where'd you meet her at? She was just sliding my DMs on Instagram, and she was just everything that I wanted and needed, bro. Like, because you put it on your it's in your profile. On your dating profile, you put everything you want, and you make it so easy to come to the playground, bring the toys that you want. And how'd you know I like that? Just a guess. It's right there. You put it on your profile. Stop making it so readily available. Just tell people you looking to date. I'm looking to date. That's what I say. I'm out here. Don't say I'm out here trying to find love, because people are going to try to find love for you. That's something as simple as you putting out here, I'm looking for real love. You put that in your profile. Guess what? People are going to love bomb you and trick you, then ghost your ass. Leave you looking stupid because you were looking for real love and they pretended to give you real love and they ghosted your ass after hitting the cheeks or you hit their cheeks or whatever. Stop. I'm looking for something real. Hey, you know what? You know what, girl? I'm looking for something real, too. Cheeks clapped. Ghost. Stop putting it online. Just put a picture up there with you smiling in your location. That's all you got to do. Make people earn your information. Don't tell them what you like. I mean, should you tell them sooner or later? Yeah, you should tell them. Like I said, learn to say no to people, too. Learn to say no. You can say no to people. You ain't got to give them some ass on the first night. You don't have to do that. You don't have to hit the cheeks on the first night, fellas. You can say no. I know sometimes the women be just ferocious and trying to rip your clothes off. I've been there before. They try to rip your clothes off. You can say no. No, 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 no. Not tonight, honey. No, 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 no. I don't know you. I don't know you. Let's wait. No, you can you can say no. Say no. I think saying no to people teaches you more about the person than saying yes. It's as simple as that. Telling people no can teach you more about that person than saying yes to everything. Because I truly believe that you cannot say the wrong thing to the right person. You can't run them. You won't run the right person off by having boundaries. Let's just put it that way. You cannot run the right person off by having boundaries and keeping your boundaries up. Stop bending your boundaries. Stop ignoring the damn red flags. Like, dear Lord, have mercy. If I hear somebody say, all the red flags were there and I just ignored them. Why are you ignoring people? Ignoring red flags because people are cute. They were just so cute and made me laugh, and it was everything I wanted and needed. Because you put it on your damn social media, of course. And you ignored the red flags. You actually ignored the red flags. Somebody mirroring you and acting exactly like you, having the same interests. I know a girl in my real life, like the most quirky, awkward, weird girl I think I've ever met in my whole existence. And somehow she got on her dating profile, put all this stuff online, and met some weird, quirky, awkward ass dude too. And he ended up playing her and ghosting her. Like, she's like, I didn't know people like that. I think he was a real thing. Like, he was just mirroring you. Like, you have a unique, weird-ass personality. He was just mirroring you. He just became you because nobody acts like that in real life. She's like, no. And then she ghosted him. But it happens. Protect yourself. Protect your peace. Make people earn your information and stop moving so fast. We live in such a damn microwave society where everybody wants instant love, instant marriage, instant kids, instant ass. Instant eggplant, instant everything. You just want everything instant noodles, instant microwave, instant oatmeal with milk in it. No, not hot water. We do oatmeal with milk in it. So don't come for me. Yeah. Slow down. Take your time. Remove all that stupid stuff off your dating profile. Stop. It make people work for it. Just stop just throwing it around everywhere. Just throwing penis around. Just throwing cheeks around. Just throwing it everywhere. Just chill. Because y'all just letting the narcissist. I'm telling you, if you're going to put, you might as well literally just take down every. If you're going to put, I'm looking for real love in your profile, you literally might as well just take that down and just put just like, I want a narcissist. That's all you got to do. Just go ahead and make it easy on yourself. Make it easy for the narcissist to spot you. Narcissist like, oh, that's me. I'm a narcissist. Hey, Gary, I'm a narcissist. What's up? You know, stop. Anyways, y'all, hope y'all enjoyed this episode. It's late at night. I've been working on it. I got so much stuff going on. I really, truly appreciate it. If you listen to this on podcast, Apple Music, Spotify, whatever, hit me that 5 stars and give me a good review. Please, please, please. If you're watching this on YouTube, like, subscribe to the channel, share this thing out there. I really, truly appreciate every single body out there. Because guess what? As much as y'all learn from me, I learn more from you. I really appreciate y'all. Thank y'all. Peace.